We cross now to our Cape Town studios. We're joined by a very exciting comedian. He is the father of three. He's a husband. He's an actor as well. And he's written and participated in scripts of all sorts, be it comedy or satire, different projects over the years. And he's coming back to Johannesburg. Last year in 2017, he had a runaway show that was very successful, sold out, and it now returns due to popular demand back here in Johannesburg. Life Begins is the name of this production by Riyad Musa. Good afternoon, Riyad.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
And I must correct you. It's four kids.
Is it four now?
Yes, we just gave, my wife gave birth to our fourth 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I am the proud father of four kids. And a recipient of a lack of sleep and increasing chaos in my home.
Yeah.
And I got an interesting, a lovely young boy. He's actually quite hairy. It's unusual. Like, I love my child, but like, he's unusually hairy. I was suspecting that, like, my wife had an affair with Chewbacca. I don't know if you...
Yeah, Star Wars, like, yes.
Like, really. Like, I was scared to hear him cry for the first time.
We know how Chewbacca sounds.
I was just really concerned, but he's all good now.
And you know that comes off, right? Those fine hairs, they
come
off.
Yes, it did, but now, it came off, and now he's just got sideburns. So now that's really weird.
Looking more mature than you.
On my, on your father in the 60s, not on a newborn. Like, he has a nappy change and he goes like, thank you very much. It's weird, right? It's very strange.
So how many girls, kids. How many boys?
One girl, three boys. The girl is number two.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So sleepless.
The eldest is 10 year old.
Yeah.
And then my daughter's 8, and then we have a 3-year-old and a 8-week-old.
Oh, that must be.
And it's exponential chaos. That's what it is. Because the first one is challenging in itself, and then you got another one you can deal with, the second one, but also the interaction between the first one and the second one, and you got the third one and the interaction between there, and now fourth one, we all going for group therapy.
And so you're dealing with the fact that you are in your 40s now.
Oh yes, of course, yes. That's the reason for the show also. It's called Life Begins because of that, and it's sort of a psychological declaration to the world that I'm only getting started. You know, it's a way of approaching things. I've got a lot of things to do still. Truth be told, I've changed a lot and I actually need therapy. So usually, you know, you pay someone to let you talk, but I thought I'd talk on stage and get people to pay me. Hashtag Indian genes, you know, ideas. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, and talk out to this new chapter in your life. I also turned 40 last year. So you're saying that you feel like you're crawling, you know, yes, you're 40, but there's still a lot of things.
Yes, I feel like I should know more than I do.
And I don't,
you know, like I know less. And it's frustrating, and I'm changing as I used to be a nice guy, like, and a genuinely nice person. People go, you know, Riyad, it's so nice.
And
I would feel I am nice. Now, I'm irritated about everything. I'm just irritated irrationally about anything. I was irritated the other day when I was nice. I met someone for the first time. I was like, it's so nice to meet you. And in my mind, I'm going, it's so nice to meet you. It's like
mocking yourself.
I'm giving myself the finger in my own brain. It's weird.
Yeah.
And I don't understand this. So the show is a lot about, you know, this weird space that I'm in. Obviously talking about the kids and also the changing political landscape.
Yeah.
And all these, you know, interesting things that was brought by 2017 to 2018.
Yeah. And you and Nick Rabinowitz did this whole 40s thing.
Yes. So, yes. And we like the similar age. Yeah.
Yeah. So turning 40 also comes with its own, there's a messed upness that comes with it. You know I need my glasses more, you know, more than before.
Mm-hmm.
In order just to see. And even if I finally get a full night's sleep, I still look like I was up all night. You know?
No, but it depends when you wake up. I'm also trying to figure this out because, like, the issue is I have to work at night,
mm-hmm.
right? Because of my job. So I do lots of shows later on in the night.
Mm.
And then I still have to wake up at 6 o'clock or 5:45 for the morning run.
Yeah.
You know, school run. You know? So the best way to sleep is to develop sleep rituals, and your body becomes accustomed, and your internal clock, you know, your circadian rhythm, becomes in tune with everything. That's the best way. But, you know, because of being a parent and because of doing stand up comedy, all of this is haphazard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm trying all sorts of weird stuff like coffee naps. Have you ever heard about that?
A coffee nap?
A coffee nap is basically, you know, a power nap, right? Usually about 20 minutes, right? Because you don't want to, it can't go longer than 20 minutes because you don't want to fall into like the deepest form of sleep. And then you get what you call sleep inertia, which is what you got, right? Probably because you wake up more tired than you, because you're waking up in the wrong cycle of sleep. And that's why you feel tired.
So did you have to like look into this because of this chaos that's going on in your life?
It is, yes. Yeah, but I mean, I also like many years ago qualified as a medical doctor. Many years ago. Many moons. I don't remember anything. Well, I remember some things. When I remember something, I'm actually quite excited that
really?
I remember something, you know. Usually I don't remember anything. I have to tell the people in my audiences, like, I mean, if they're eating a whisper and it goes down the wrong pipe, like, is the doctor in the house? I could spring to action and then entertain you as you slowly pass away. That's the extent of my ability. I can tell you a joke before you die. But that's it. So when I remember something, so I've actually been researching it. So if you do a power nap, apparently there's a thing called a coffee nap.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a shot of espresso before the nap, right? And because espresso takes about 15, 20 minutes to work, right? When you actually wake up from your power nap, you wake up, I'm ready to take on the day.
Right.
You know, and you can apparently go on for another 7-8 hours. But that didn't work for me.
Thanks for schooling us. A coffee nap.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep on experimenting because that's what I'm doing now. I'm actually not just settling into the norms of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying something different. You know, I'm trying new things all the time, and I think that's making things exciting.
Yeah, so a comedian who dispenses of this all this helpful medical advice on stage. So
has it tried to do that?
You has know, the name changed? As in how people refer to you? I know now people call me Mamzo more often than before. They're saying, "Hey, uncle, this way.
Yes. Oh my goodness, all the time. Yeah, all the time, and lots of gray hairs I have, so it's understandable. Mm. And unfortunately, it's not just like I found another gray hair the other day, and not on my head. Under my arm. That's not a cool place to find gray.
No, it's not. There are also a couple of other people it's not cool to find gray hairs.
And other places that you're not, where we can't talk about.
No,
we
can't.
Show. But really, that's a borderline human rights violation when that happens. You know, I mean, it's not supposed to be. You know, they say age is nothing but a number, and age is like just in your mindset. Now, when you find a gray hair in those areas, you are old, no matter what your mindset.
Yeah, you can hide it in all sorts of other ways, but the reality is,
what is the mark of age that when you see a gray hair there, then you're old?
Let's take a break. Kids Haven says that we're looking forward to the special charity performance of Life Begins on the 27th of March. So we'll continue to explore more about what Riyadh will be presenting on stage when he heads back to Johannesburg due to popular demand for Life Begins. And he'll be at Auto and General Theatre on the Square in Sandton from the 27th of March until the 7th of April. And we're back with the father of four. He's a husband, comedian, actor, and he'll be on the Joburg stage at the Auto and General Theatre in Sandton, bringing you Life Begins. That's his comedy set. That's back to Joburg from the 27th of March until the 7th of April due to popular demand. The first round was just so successful. So, Riyadh, let's look at, I want to look at that transition because you're a comedian. You started out doing comedy, but then you transitioned into acting. You know, a doctor, then you're a comedian, and now you're in acting. And just the process, because you were in Material and you went on to receive great awards, SAFTAs, for that as well. And then Long Walk to Freedom, you played the part of Ahmed Kathrada, the late Ahmed Kathrada. Right. May his soul rest in peace. So was that difficult? Was that hard?
I actually think it was natural because Material was it was the brainchild of Ronnie Aptiaka, sort of one of the founding members of Internet Solutions, and he also has a penchant or a love for movies. And when I was doing stand-up comedy while I was doing my internship at Natal Spread Hospital in Gauteng, in Tokoza. I used to go to Melville to Cool Runnings to do stand-up when I wasn't on call. So he'd come to me after the show and say, really, the doctor comedian, it's an interesting story. We should make a movie. We should write a script. And I was like, I've got water hands tomorrow. I don't know what you're talking about. I couldn't even conceive of this.
Yeah.
But over a period through purely about nurturing things, as they went along and almost, you know, material itself, the concept of material almost made the movie as opposed to us specifically going out there with strong intent. We are going to make the film. There were a few moments, always like significant moments that actually, you know, spurred the movie on. And then from that, I got the opportunity to play Uncle Kathy, because of material.
Yeah.
And I can't really do, the thing is I love acting, but I can't really delve into the art because I'm very restricted in what I can or can't do as a performer, like with regards to like romance and things of that nature. As an actor, there's certain things I wouldn't do on screen, so I can't really be an actor because a lot of times people are required to do a lot of things, so I have to do very specific scripts.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are going to do a follow-up to material hopefully later on this year. So the script is being finalized. I wrote the first draft of the script beginning of 2016, but then I gave it to Craig Frymont, and who wrote the first film, and he like, there's too many jokes in here yet. because the interesting part of material, that was a dramedy, there was it was you know, quirky and funny, but there was a strong dramatic narrative. And you know, we pick up with the new characters a few years on, you know, and I think the script will probably be a bit more mature, slightly darker, because obviously that's what happens when you get older. Yeah.
So how did your parents receive it, though? Because first you told them that you're not going to practice medicine.
Oh, no, it was never like that. You know, for me, it is more like I was working hard at everything.
Yeah.
So there was never a moment where I confronted my parents, Mom, Dad, I just want to be funny. And they just threw my stethoscope over the balcony. It was never like that. It was more like, you know, I would just be doing comedy at the same time that I was like, well, like at the same time, like in the evenings, I would do stand up in the day. I'd be a doctor. You know, the opportunities, one opportunity led to the next. Essentially, the big, like, sort of, a launch point was being on the Pure Munati show many years ago, and where Kagiso Lediga, David Kao,
that was a hugely popular young
comedians sort of came together and sort of created this very unsupervised, sometimes extremely brilliant, sometimes absolutely insane, and extremely bad, like a collection of sketches and funny things. But it seemed like, you know, it's an interesting time. And then, you know, one, I just followed the path of least resistance, and I find myself here. So at this point, I've like almost had a taste of everything. I was actually going to move to New York this year to do some work behind the scenes. I had this opportunity to do some work on some sort of a show, quite a big opportunity, but the problem is it's difficult with 4 children. So I
absent
really
father.
And I really tried. No, we would all be like, I
would, oh, you would go with the entire
everybody
family,
and you know, we'd like, you know, try and make it work. I actually took them a few times last year and tested it out, and you know, it'll be too.
You couldn't see it.
I just have to now, you know, I have my personal ambition, and I'll have to leave that.
Defer it. Oh my gosh. You're going to have to wait for what.
It's quite odd because it's quite a nice opportunity, but yeah.
Yeah. What a pity, though. But hey, this is what you chose first, right?
So, I want people to feed me soup when I'm 89.
Yeah, this is your wealth. So you are going to be, of course, on stage talking about Life Begins, but in it, you're also going to be drawing from your experience with family and friends and all of that. But there's an award-winning comedian who's being sued. £30,000, by the way, by a strange husband after using material about their marriage at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
You know the name of the comedian?
I'll have to find it, but it was in the news recently. Jeez. So comedians always say that their partners are okay with this stuff, that they're okay about being used in the gags. Is your partner okay? Is your wife okay with it?
Well, my wife, I don't use her that much. There's one bit that I use in Life Begins about my wife, a routine about her being upset that I make sounds when I eat. And then I come back and she at the same time doesn't put a seatbelt on immediately when she gets in the car. So like I do this long routine people love it because it's real.
Yeah.
And my wife doesn't, it's not just from my perspective. And I think if it's balanced, then it can pass, you know? Mm. And if there's a lot of truth in it, it can pass and it's respectful at the same time. But I mean, I have avoided using my wife in material. There was once that in the old show, I spoke about the fact that, you know, when we had our first child, she used to walk into the room wearing, your life has changed because she like used to walk in the room wearing cabbage leaves.
Yes.
For those people who don't know, when a mom
breastfeeds,
one of the side effects is called breast engorgement and it's very painful. And one of the best natural remedies for this is wearing cooled cabbage leaves because it soothes it. And when I saw this, I realized my life would never be the same. Again, you know, because I was used to her wearing like Licenza and, you know, Temptations. Mm. And now she's buying lingerie from Fruit and Veg City. So life has really, really changed. So I used to speak about things like that. But, I don't really think that, she'd been too peeved about it but she's not like a major part of the material.
Yeah. Okay.
But she does. It's more the kids actually. So she's happy about that. You know, we both get our frustrations out by making fun of our offspring.
That's wonderful. So Riyadh, we'll see you on the stage, very soon when you head back to Joburg. I'm glad that this is back because it's stuff I can relate to as well. So on at, Auto and General Theatre on the Square in Sandton from the 27th of March until the 7th of April.
Yes,
thank you so much, Riyadh.
Yeah, just one more thing I wanted to say that I'm planning to also in the second half do a whole new, like my old show, Strictly Halal, in the second half.
Okay.
So I'm going to do two different shows for the price of one.
Excellent.
Like I'm doing a reverse Gupta vibe.
giving us more than we bargained for. Riyadh, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's Riyadh Musa, comedian who's heading up to Joburg from the 27th of March till the 7th of April for his Life Begins performance at the Auto and General Theatre in Sandton.